It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Tacoma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday. It is nice outside, and we are getting a race again here in the Midwest. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of the Midwest Race Report. I am the voice, Dan Diker. Along with me is Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and man, oh man, oh man, coming off a huge racing weekend last week. Coming off of being at and announcing at Dells Raceway Park last weekend, had a great time out there. Not only did I buy Paul a, what kind of a snow cone was that?
Well, you got one of those New Orleans style snow
cones. New Orleans style snow cones. I bought him a root beer float.
What is a New Orleans style snow cone?
I don't know, but it took me 25 minutes to demolish that thing.
Dude,
it's supposed to be
slipping in your old age.
So tasty.
How huge was it?
It was like five or six scoops in a huge cup. My teeth were just hurting like there's no tomorrow. Then I bought him dinner. And then, of course, everybody saw that five-pound masterpiece that I demolished, that nacho.
Ultimate nachos.
That's not ultimate. That is like worldwide large nachos. And Paul paid for it on the way home, by the way.
Yeah. How do you not look like me for as much as you slam?
Oh, jeez. Man, that was so good.
You announced three nights in a row, you know, double features Thursday night of lacrosse, that excellent show at Toma on Friday night, and then, of course, you know, Tundra Series on Saturday night. Man, how was the voice after Saturday? Because you've done this before. With Oktoberfest, you know, in the cold, but, you know, it was pretty warm out last weekend.
Doing fantastic. Not only did it sound fantastic Monday of last week, right now I'm in a seven-day stretch of five races.
Okay.
Toma last night, lacrosse tonight, lacrosse Wednesday, Toma Friday, lacrosse Saturday.
Well, at least you're not going too far from home.
No, I kind of like that as well. Yeah. Toma's my farthest trip. A lot of results to get to here. Boy, we've had a busy week. We've had a busy weekend. Loaded show coming up today. Derek Krause from the NASCAR Truck Series is going to join us. He just took fourth at Slinger on Wednesday. CWRA running 230-lap late model features on Wednesday night at lacrosse. Dale Dionysky is going to join us. Yeah,
they also have a tribute race tonight, too.
Got a tribute race coming up.
That, yep.
I also want to mention ARCA Midwest Tour. They finally get things underway. Help support the McCarns family. If you're listening to this program down around Madison, down around Rocker, we have a lot of people that listen around the Grundy Speedway. Go support the McCarns family. Dane County is continually screwing the Madison National Speedway. And if you can give the McCarns family any kind of support, get out there and hit Grundy tonight.
And if you're listening in Dane County, pressure your county. Because
health department, man, I tell you what.
They are not doing us any favors.
Sponsors of the program.
Hey, we got to thank Big Boar Barbecue, voted number one in La Crosse County again this year. TACU Credit Union, big sponsors of the Six Shooters there at Toma Sparta Speedway. J&L Collectibles, NorthStarCustoms.com, FansArena.com. The Midwest Racing Connection, the Midwest number one racing newspaper. Dells Raceway Park in the last segment. We'll get you all caught up on what is going on there tonight. And, of course, one of my favorites, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. I'll sing that later in the show for your wife.
All righty, Slinger Nationals Wednesday night. Let's talk about the late models just real fast as Jacob Nonestad took home the feature win. Jacob Hasser, Ryan Gutnick, Zach Riddle, and Jeff Holt, your top five qualifying. It was Nonestad, Zach Riddle, Cole Thomas, Nick Egan, who had a DNF during the race, and Jack Stern. I know that Nick Egan listens to the program, so that's why.
Yeah, he's going to love you for pointing that out.
Ty Majeski controlled the Slinger Nationals Wednesday night, but it was a lot harder than it looked on replays.
I'm completely drained, lightheaded and everything, so I'm just trying to stay awake here. So hopefully we can get this thing through tech and go up with the fans, sign some autographs.
Majeski led 146 of the 200 laps, escaped on the restart after the halfway break. Beat Casey Johnson, by .598 for the 102nd victory of his career. I can't believe he's compiled that many wins.
It's amazing. You know, at Oktoberfest last year, Kevin Ramsdell was talking about if he wins one this weekend, you know, he's gonna have his 100th victory, and he somehow just kept missing out, he had to win a couple to get 100. So now he finally hits 100. He hits 102, and it's unfathomable. And I bet his arms look like legs after he got out of that car.
Well, damage to the nose of his car from running into the back of a lap car and bulky power steering made this one a lot more work for Mr. Majeski.
The first half, like, really, really good. Second half, I got a little bit of damage with the 55. Got a little bit aero tight after that. Lost some power steering. I don't want to say I lost power steering because I still had it. I don't know if we were losing fluid. I had a slow power steering fluid leak or what, but turning left it was okay, but counter steering was really difficult. I got really free into one a couple of times, and I couldn't catch it quick enough, so it was a lazy drift all the way through the corner. I thought I was done. I just kept muscling it, trying to be incredibly smooth and try not to slip a rear tire and try and keep those guys behind me. Thankfully, it was enough.
Majeski, completely spent after the race, also talked about what it was like getting through all that lap traffic.
Yeah, guys, just hogging. Johnny held me up, and once I got position on him, I just made sure I cleared him. I think anybody else would have done the same thing in that situation. I knew Casey was coming, and knowing my situation, I knew we were kind of a fish out of water there, so I was just trying to hang on, and I knew I had to get through lap traffic and quick, so I couldn't spend time playing around with those lap cars. I had to pass them quick and make lap time.
Ty also brought up an interesting fact. More cars started that feature than normally do during the Slinger Nationals, and he talked about how that was holding him up at times.
Yeah, he's just given the circumstances, having to be a 100-lap run. Obviously, the more you run on the same set of tires consistently, the more wore out they get. Like at the end of the first 100-lap, we were running like sixes and sevens, and they're going 100 laps straight. We were running like 80s and 90s, just to give you a sense of the speed difference from a 100 lap run versus a broken up segment of 100 laps. So that was obviously the difference. Slipping and sliding around. Everybody's slipping and sliding around, so it's harder to pass lap cars.
So Ty Majeski, you're hot. Power steering's fading. You got lap traffic. 200 laps. How tough of a race was that?
That was definitely the toughest 100 lap run that I've ever had to do. In any type of car, any type of track, that's for sure. The heat on top of the circumstances, it was a tough one, but makes it worth it.
Wow.
So a very spent Ty Majeski. Yeah. Do got to mention Luke Fenhouse finished third, Derek Krause fourth. Some people did not get a chance to see the Travelers. Now listen to this. Bubba Pollard, 2017 winner, dropped out with handling problems. He was all over the racetrack. He was just sloppy.
Yeah, that break did him no favors.
Sammy Smith, a Toyota development driver from Iowa, pulled off after tangling with Johnny Sauter, two names there. Carson Hocevar, prospect from Michigan, suffered a suspension failure. With the victory, Majeski becomes just the seventh driver to win the Slinger Nationals Championship more than once. Who are the other greats, Paul?
Matt Kenseth has.
I knew it was going to get him.
Yep.
Matt Kenseth, Lowell Bennett, Rich Bickle, Joe Shear, Dick Trickle, and Butch Miller.
That's amazing.
Why didn't you just rip those right off the top of your head, Paul?
I would have to look that up.
He probably would have said Conrad Morgan, because Conrad's a big driver there.
I need that horn that says, failure, failure. So that's it. Slinger Nationals on Wednesday. Hey, we're going to talk more about the Slinger Nationals coming up next as Derek Krause, who's going to be running his NASCAR truck in Kentucky this afternoon. Derek is in his hauler right now waiting to talk to us. We're going to take a break and come right back and hear from Derek Krause next on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer here at Toma Erie Credit Union, telling you to make your home work for you. Use your home's equity to jumpstart your home improvement projects this summer. Apply today at TACU for a 12-month introductory rate of 1.99% annual percentage rate with no closing costs or fees. After 12 months, rates as low as 3.99% APR. Call 608-372-4736 for details about credit costs and terms. TACU is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Making a difference every day.
Good night at Dell's Raceway Park. It's 608 Graphics Night and all students $5 admission. You'll see the late models, UMA Asphalt Modified, Bandits, Legends, and Bandoleros for a full slate of racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30 with racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on dellsraceway park.com. 608 Graphics Night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back to the Midwest Race Report. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, listening online. And I tell you what, we're over 10 grand every show for people that listen on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app, and I bet we get a boost with our next guest.
Oh, I know. Stratford, Wausau, that whole area is going to be tuning in today. I know this next guest's mom is. She tunes in as much as she can, whether I have this guy on or not.
Levon Vandergeest, listen, take some advice. You could be in this position someday.
Jay and those guys listening to the program as well. Big race Wednesday night at Slinger, and this afternoon, a big race coming up at Kentucky. Our guest is a well-traveled individual that I've got to know for many, 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 many years. I'm like the silent stalking fan.
He's also finally passed your kneecap.
Of Mr. Derek Krause. Derek, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Hey, have you hydrated yourself since that barnstorming sweat box of a race Wednesday night?
Yeah, I got some fluids in me after the race right away and recovered well.
Of course, for those that had a chance to watch or that were tuning in, Derek had a very impressive fourth-place run Wednesday night at the Slinger Nationals behind Luke Fenhouse, Casey Johnson, and Ty Majeski, the winner. Derek, first off, give us your overall thoughts about finishing fourth in a star-studded field like that.
Overall, I thought it was a really good night. I don't know why, but I always tend to struggle at Slinger and haven't really got the hang of the track yet. To be able to run in the top five at the Nationals was really exciting. And just from where we started, 15th, then we had to go to the back, and then we had to make our way all the way back to the front, and ended up fourth. And I thought overall it was a really good night.
Dan mentioned the top-notch competition, but wow, you top five right there pretty much put the pace on the field. All, you know, just five of you on the lead lap when the checkered flag dropped. That, you know, normally that says you had five guys outclassed in the field, but you had some top-notch competition that you were dropping there.
Yeah, the top five was pretty good. It kind of just rolled around. You got to be there at the end of those races. There's a lot of mechanical failures and then wrecks that also happen throughout the night. As long as you're there at the end of them, you can finish pretty decent. That was kind of our plan going into it, but we had a really fast car and just made our way to the front and were able to finish top five.
Derek, I know with about six laps to go before that halfway mark, I was watching some comments from some teammates that were teammates of those that were driving on what changes that they were about to make. I mean, I guess Rich Bickle went in there and he was just fuming until he found out that his starter box had totally fried on him. What adjustments did you make at that 100-mile 10-minute break?
I actually told them guys not to touch the thing. I thought
really
I was really comfortable with the car, and I was really happy with it actually. And I told them not to touch it. And I feel like if we were closer than what we were once I got past DeStefano and the zero, I was pretty much a straightaway back from Luke and Casey and Ty. I feel like if we were a little bit closer to finishing top three, we maybe could have got Luke there at the end. And I told him not to touch it. I was really comfortable with it, and I was really happy with the car.
You know, for people who don't get out to races here in the Midwest, you know, and we take, you know, those long races, we take them halfway breaks. What can you do to the car, like, other than just gas, what can you do to the car at the halfway break to make changes to it to make it better?
They could do anything. They could change the tires, put fuel in it, make any adjustments that they want on the car, just to make the car better and make the handling better throughout the race for the drivers. And my car was pretty good. It was a little tight in the center, but overall, it was a really good car.
That takes a lot of confidence to tell the crew, just put gas in it and turn me loose, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was pretty confident in the car. I felt like we could have, like I said, if we would have had a caution there at the end. I think everyone but Ty wanted a caution at the end, but if we had a caution, I feel like we could have finished top three.
Talking with Derek Krause, coming off a fourth-place finish at Slinger. Of course, he drives the NASCAR truck, which we're going to talk about in the next segment.
You know, Ty probably did want a yellow flag. I bet his arms felt like legs because he was losing his power steering.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I mean, that fast. I mean, luckily, it's not like lacrosse where if you lose your power steering, you're really, really, really going to start to struggle.
And, Derek, we've seen the top stars make a few trips to Slinger prior to the Nationals. You've done that before. How much have you learned? I mean, you said earlier that you're still kind of struggling a little bit with Slinger, but how much do you learn in those few trips prior to the Nationals?
I think this was the first year that we weren't able to go any of the weekends before Nationals. And, I feel like we went there on Sunday, practiced all day Sunday, practiced all day Monday, practiced Tuesday, got to qualify Tuesday, and I got to practice again on Wednesday and then raced on Wednesday night. So I feel like, all those practice days helped me a lot just to get used to the track again and get the car handling right. But it's a different animal. It takes a whole different driving style to race at Slinger, and that's why it's always fun going there.
Talking with Derek Krause about what Slinger looked like next segment, we're going to be talking about the truck series and getting into the race at Kentucky here later this afternoon. Derek, you really haven't had a chance to wander away from the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series this year to run late model races because you're running full-time with the trucks. What does the future look like in 2020 for you to be able to step away and get back into a super late model?
I'll be running the Dixieland. Pretty much Ty and I, we're living together down here in North Carolina, and whenever we have weekend off, we'll probably be coming up and racing late models. So our next race will probably be the Dixieland. Then after that, I'm not sure after that. It'll probably be, because we'll get really busy with the truck stuff. And I know as of right now, or as of the original schedule for the truck series, we had Oktoberfest off that whole weekend. So hopefully we'll be able to make it to that one, because that's always a fun weekend.
Well, there went my subliminal message.
So you live with Ty Majeski, a longtime friend of this radio show as well. What kind of a roommate is he? Does he pick up after himself? Do you do the cooking? How does that work out?
Yeah, we're actually really clean. but the cooking part we struggle with. I've been here for 2 months now, and I don't think we've made a meal yet. We're going to Chick-fil-A, McDonald's,
let's look
places
out,
like that.
Let's look at how old these two kids are. These two kids are barely, you know, 23, 24. It's ramen noodles, macaroni and cheese, and hot dogs.
Well, now
we don't even make that.
So, like, Eat Street, Grubhub, DoorDash, those are like your best friends, right?
Yep. I downloaded all those apps when I got down here.
Nice.
Now, your mom, Kathy, that I've just been seeing on Facebook lately, did they just take over a restaurant back home?
Yeah, my dad opened a bar up. Underneath the grocery store, and that's what they've been doing, working at, and just to keep them busy.
Now, I see a lot of the pictures of the food that they put on Facebook.
Oh,
do you stay away from that so you don't have to see some of the delicatessens they're throwing out there? Because it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Whenever I'm home, I always stop in there and go, their fish fries are really good. So I always go there on Fridays and get the fish fries. But the food there is really, really good. And that's one place I go for sure when I'm home.
Do they name a meal after you and put it in the menu?
No.
Boy.
I'm working on Kathy. I'm working on her to get this done. We're talking with Derek Krause, coming up a fantastic fourth place finish at Slinger Nationals on a Wednesday night. When we come back, Derek's going to strap into a Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series truck this afternoon as they get ready to run Kentucky. And we're going to talk all trucks when we come back next on the Midwest Race Report.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making the difference every day.
Is it Groucho, Harpo, and Chico? No, it's Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back. Saturday afternoon, your home for racing here in the Midwest is the Midwest Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker along with Billy Knocknell, Paul the Penguin Ranker, continuing our conversation with Stratford, Wisconsin's Derek Krause. A very impressive finish there at Slinger Wednesday night. Derek's going to be strapping into his McNally Racing number 19 truck here this afternoon. Derek, from the looks of it so far, you're having a great time in that truck this year.
Yeah, for sure. Everything's been going really well and really smooth, and that definitely helps a lot with the new team at MHR. It's been a really good season so far.
Look at these finishes, Billy Doc Niles.
Speak to me.
Daytona. Fourth, which
yep.
that blew
that
me
amazing,
away.
Yep.
22nd at Vegas, 16th at Charlotte, 7th at Atlanta Motor Speedway, 15th down at Homestead, 10th at Pocono, and he starts 17th today. Three top 10s for Derek Krause this year.
Not bad for a rookie. You know, you talked about you and Ty being roommates. How much do you two talk about strategy and setups and stuff like that with these trucks since you're both in the same series?
We talk a lot about it. Normally after every race, we have a throwing a Jack's pepperoni pizza and talk about the race and what.
There we go with that. There we go, the frozen pizza. I love that.
Obviously, Truck Series doesn't pay much. They're eating Jack's.
I like Jack's, man. There's a lot of cheese on those.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's.
If you look at the point standings, a couple of interesting things stick out. Maybe number one, you're running 11th in points this year. You're leading Ty Majeski in the point standings, and what I thought was really cool is you are about maybe, what, 200 or 300 points behind former champion Johnny Sauter, who just you raced against at Slinger on Wednesday. Did you and Johnny have a chance to talk trucks Wednesday night, or was it all super late models?
It was all super late at Slinger. That's what we were focusing on. I really didn't get to really talk to him at all on Wednesday night.
How does that make you feel? I mean, if you had a chance to really sit back and look at the point standings and go, man, I'm right behind former champion Johnny Sauter.
Yeah, it's cool. I want to get in front of him. I want to get in that top 10 draw and be able to start first to 10th and have better track position. But I feel like this year we've had really good, smooth runs, and that's just what we got to continue to do to be able to contend, to be into the playoffs, and be able to go further in the season.
You know, you go from being the big fish in the pond at the K&N series to being the little fish in the pond here in the truck series. Talk about the, because they're obviously two different types of series, definitely different types of tracks. Talk about the adjustment you've had made from last year to this year.
Just the competition's just way different. There's a ton of competition. There's 17, 18 trucks that could win a truck race. And I feel like that's the toughest part in learning all these new tracks. Like, most of these tracks that we're going to now, I've never even been on much. I've never even really seen any of these tracks other than virtually on iRacing or the simulator at Toyota. And so it's definitely interesting going into turn one when I haven't been there, haven't seen the place and for the race. But it's definitely fun, and I'm learning a lot.
You know, you just brought up a good point, working with the simulator. Do you do that a lot before you go to these tracks?
Yeah. Before the tracks that I've never been to, we spend quite a lot of time on the simulators, and that just helps me more preparing for the race.
Derek, seeing you in the truck series here kind of brings me back to a few years ago when you were running with the Midwest Truck Series. How much the experience you had in the Midwest Truck Series have you been able to apply or use in the NASCAR Gander Outdoor and RV Truck Series this year?
I feel like there ain't a ton of similarities between the trucks that I ran back at home and the trucks that I'm racing now. Everything's so much different. The tracks are way bigger than I'm on, and the trucks now are just so aerodependent, and it's really big to be smart with where you put your truck and be good on the positioning where you put your truck on restarts, and just you got to be really aggressive, and that's something that I'm learning throughout the race is how aggressive you got to be, and it's definitely helping.
There's only one similarity. They're both trucks. That's it.
Yeah.
Talking with Derek Krause, driver number 19, McNally Hillingman Racing entry with the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series this
year. Check him out tonight. He will be racing tonight.
Yep, he's going to be racing tonight at the Kentucky Speedway. You know, Derek, as I look at some of the tracks you've done and some of the tracks you still have to come right here, a lot of times you see pictures of drivers as they're standing against the wall before the major introductions happen. Do you ever get a chance to talk to Austin Hill, Ben Rhodes, Zane Smith, or do you just kind of keep to yourself and Ty in your race team?
Austin Hill, since we're in the same shop with HRE, and I've been able to talk to Austin quite a bit, and he's been very helpful with me, with teaching me things and telling me a few things throughout the season, going to all these different tracks, and I feel like he's a big part of it. And then also Ty, he's been to a few of these tracks, but also, he's in the same boat as me with some of these racetracks that he's never been to. So definitely listen to Austin, and he gives me a lot of great advice.
Is there a grand plan for you in the future? I mean, are we going to do trucks for a couple of years and then try an Xfinity ride, or are we just going to just right now play in it and see what comes?
It's kind of just what comes. I feel like you got to perform. Performance is a big thing here in racing, as you guys all know. And you got to be able to perform and run well in this truck series to be able to move up. So it's just taking one race at a time and do the best we can at each race.
A couple more minutes with Stratford, Wisconsin's Derek Krause as he gets ready to run Kentucky this afternoon in the Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series. You know, being a media guy, as long as I have, radio, TV, racing announcer, as long as I have, there's certain things I always look for in a driver, especially someone from Wisconsin. I've gotten to know you really, really well throughout the years. To me, you seem like a media quiet child. You don't have a lot of hubbub. There's not a lot of, you know, NBC and Fox, and they're constantly hounding you and drilling you. Do you like it like that? I mean, obviously, you've got commitments. You've got sponsor commitments. You've got to do some shows, you know, when you get a chance. Do you kind of like not being in the major media limelight? I mean, if Kyle Busch runs a truck series, boom, all the media is over by Kyle Busch. How do you take that with the media, quote-unquote, circus?
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of, I mean, there's definitely bigger names, and I feel like that's a big thing in racing. The bigger name that'll be in there, the cameras will definitely be on him, and just kind of going really under the radar and just doing the best I can, and if you do well, and like you said, the media and stuff will be by you if you're doing well, and that's just plan right now, just to continue to run consistently and just try to finish in top 10.
See, we've interviewed you and Ty so much in your careers on the radio show and at the racetracks. You bust into the top 10. We're helping prepare you for the media.
No, I was going to ask you.
Because you always do a great job with us. You and Ty both do a great job with us.
You know, I was going to ask you, because Ty had mentioned this once a couple of years ago, that they put him through media training. Have they been putting you through media training?
Yeah, I'm with Rising Star. It's actually Sammy Smith, the kid that drove the KBM car.
Oh, yeah.
At Wednesday night at Slinger. His dad is my agent, or helps me with the PR training and media training and all that fun stuff.
Nice. Again, Derek Krause, Stratford, Wisconsin, excuse me, run the number 19 truck here this afternoon. When you head into a race like you do this afternoon, what are your expectations out of Derek Krause?
Just to run, not make a lot of mistakes. I feel like capitalizing on other people's mistakes if they make some, and just driving a good, clean race. You got to be there at the end of these races for sure. These truck races, they can get pretty wild on the restarts and everything. So you got to just make smart moves, and hopefully we can finish the top 10, have a good run today, and be there at the end.
You know, I've noticed several times during this segment when we've talked about the truck series, you've brought up the term restarts. Is that a problem? Is that something you're working on, or do you like the strategy behind a restart?
I feel like I definitely need a little bit of work on them. They're just, I mean, the race up in Wisconsin, everyone's really, people race with a lot of respect, and that's one good thing about going and racing Wisconsin in the truck series. The restarts are hectic. As you see on TV, they're 4 or 5 wide, and that's just something I'm not used to. So it's definitely different, and I feel like I got a little bit of work to do there. And once I get used to that, that'll definitely help. And just being there on those restarts and making the right decisions, right calls in the truck, and just being fast and getting through the gears well.
All right, Truck Series driver Derek Krause, it is time to put that media training to use and talk about your advertising partners on that truck for the 2020 season.
Yeah, Napa and Ineos and Toyota are obviously really big ones, and then Bill McAnally and Bill Hildeman, there definitely won't be possible without them guys. And all the guys at MHR, I got a lot of faith in them. They bring me great Toyota Tundras to the racetrack, and I can't thank all them guys enough.
You notice he slipped Toyota Tundras in there real quick, too.
That's good. Because if you look at the overall point standings, the Toyota Tundras lead the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series points this year. When you look at the owner points, Derek sits about, I think I saw 12th today. And, of course, he sits 11th in the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. Derek, we're going to let you go. Good luck this afternoon. You've been a fantastic partner of this radio program for many, many years now. We greatly appreciate you coming on like that. And we will see you,
hopefully we'll see you at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, definitely we'll see you at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
All righty, Derek Krause running 11th behind Johnny Sauter, heading up to Kentucky this afternoon. The Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. When we come back, more of the program. We're just getting started here on the Midwest Race Report.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's 608 Graphics Night, and all students, $5 admission. You'll see the late models, UMA Asphalt Modified, Bandits, Legends, and Bandoleros for a full slate of racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30 with racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16, or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on dellsraceway park.com. 608 Graphics Night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is open for customers in their dining room. They've weathered the virus and are now ready to welcome you back inside the dining room for lunch and dinner. They're practicing social distancing, extra cleaning, and sanitizing. For those who don't want to come inside, the drive-thru is open, and the outdoor picnic tables are clean and ready for your use. Big Boar Barbecue is open again, Highway 16 West Salem. Come enjoy a delicious mouthful or call 608-612-0387.
Here we go, door handle to door handle with Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans, to 101.3 AM 1460 Vaught Country. Radio man Dan Dyker, I'm the voice. That's the Doc, Bill Niles. Paul the Penguin Riker joining us as we're back with the Midwest Race Report. Huge race coming up. I am really gigged on not only having a Wednesday race at the La Crosse Speedway. I've got 5 races in the next 7 nights.
Yeah, how's the voice after last night? How you doing?
I'm actually really, really good. When I had that 3-race stretch here a couple of weeks ago, I rolled through it pretty good. So that's what no beer and a lot of sleep does to you.
Oh, I feel sorry for you. No beer.
Now let's see if I can do this during Oktoberfest. Big race coming up Wednesday night at the La Crosse Speedway, presented by Weir's Machine and Racing Products. The CWRA, first time they will be back in full form in 20 years, are going to be running 2 30-lap features on our beloved La Crosse Speedway. And a man that's been associated with that track for a long time, the Racers Reunion at Oktoberfest and the CWRA is our next guest, and that will be Dale Danielski. Dale, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, every time I mention your name or I think of your name, I go back to the second year. We've had the radio show and the TV show now for 10 years apiece. And I go to the second year that we did the TV show when you came in with all that fantastic.
That was an amazing show.
All that video from all over the place here about racing, and it's still the top-hitted video on our YouTube page.
Oh, that's amazing. They're still watching all that stuff.
Every time someone gets a like.
That makes me old, I guess. That all happened.
Those are your words.
Yeah, we didn't say that. You can't tell because Dale was up on the tower with me last Saturday night, and he still looks outstanding. Hey, this is a really big deal here, Dale, and there's a lot of different layers to the CWRA race coming up here Wednesday night and the one coming up here in the Dells. Let's talk about the top layer. Bringing this association back to lacrosse after a 20-year hiatus.
Well, actually, you know, this was something that Chad Weirs and I got together on, and I says, you know, we really need to be at that racetrack, and how about we do something, you know, in honor of your dad, Larry? Because Larry was instrumental in really bringing racing back to that area. They paved the track back in 1970. He was a big part of that, along with Larry Morris. I guess Bud Holzhausen had quite a bit of influence on that as well. And, you know, they got that done, and that brought that type of racing back to that part of the state. And, you know, he stayed with the whole promotional thing for many years, not to mention sponsoring a number of different popular racers, Dave Marcus, Jim Sauter, Marv Marzovka, just to name a few. And it just made sense that, you know, why can't we honor this guy? You know, he deserves this.
Talking with Dale Danielski from the CWRA, the Cedar Creek Rustic Village is presented by Bentley Trucking. Stars of Legends Tour, Larry Ware's tribute race coming to lacrosse Fairground Speedway Wednesday night, July 15th. It's being presented by Weirs Racing and Machine and Racing Products, along with a bevy of other fantastic sponsors. The big question that I've had a lot of people ask me, Dale, since you and I spoke at Lacrosse Speedway a couple of weeks ago, how many cars could we be looking at doing 230-lap features?
Well, you know, there's high expectations for this from some, but truthfully, I was looking at about a 30-car field. I think that'd be perfect.
That would be spectacular.
Just start on each feature and, you know, it may be more. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this race. A lot of people that, you know, knew Larry, raced under him at his events through the years. So, but, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at.
And, first of all, you're talking 230-lap features here. Rumors going around, there might be some bonus pay if somebody gets lucky enough to pull both of them bad boys off. Can you put that rumor to rest here?
Well, actually, there will be bonus money paid for that. And I just talked to Chad here a little bit ago, and first we were going to make it to where you had to win both 30-lap features, but we're just going to tally up the points between the two features and see who's highest point person, and there will be a $500 bonus, which will be paid through Chad's other businesses, the Ultra Force load machines. So absolutely, if you run well in both, don't have to win them both, you're going to get that bonus money.
So we're talking about Larry Weirs. Now we're talking Dick Trickle, because that's kind of reminiscent of the Trickle 99. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and Dick through the years, obviously he won a lot. So there were bounties put out and some huge ones, actually, at lacrosse. And
I remember Steve Burgess winning one of them.
In that mold, yeah, exactly. And again, this whole thing is kind of retro anyway, with CWRA on Wednesday night again. And, you know, that is the way it used to be years ago. Wednesday night racing there every week. And so we're kind of bringing all that back. And hopefully we got the old group like me that will be a part of it. But hopefully we interest enough of the now generation that this is going to be a fun night and we get them out there.
Just to keep the nostalgia going on that night, Diker and I right now, this coming Wednesday, are planning on wearing our Dick Trickle T-shirts.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to have some of the old cars, like the Dick Trickle car, that Mustang he had years ago. That's going to be out there. We're going to have, it looks like, a Mike Miller car, the John John Gilbertson javelin. That's
nice.
A lookalike to what Tom Reffner raced back in the 70s. So we're going to bring a little of that nostalgia back that way too. We may have a Marv Marzefka car as well. So it'll just be like.
Can you say pace cars?
It was years ago when those guys were going head to head against each other. I don't think we're going to let them race. We're just going to probably pace the features, but you never know. They might just take off and keep going.
Say, you also got a tribute race coming up at the Dells. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, actually, that Dells race, I think the schedule is going to be adjusted a little bit. Initially, we were going to try to run a bigger bonus situation with lacrosse and Dells, and right now that's kind of on hold, at least the Dells part of it.
That would be a good Weirs move right there, because he owned both tracks for a long time.
Yeah, and that was the whole thought process behind that. It's just, you know, with the whole virus thing and scheduling getting all messed up between these tracks, right now that's the second portion of this probably is not going to happen, but we may still try to do something, maybe at another venue.
I wonder, Dale, have you had any interest from any of the NASCAR late model drivers here at La Crosse about how do I get
absolutely.
This? I mean, you know, Don, I'm expecting I'm Don Turner to probably be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, matter of fact, I just talked to Tom Carlson and Steve Carlson today, and they will both be racing there. It's going to be kind of a challenge thing. Kind of a challenge deal, you know, CWRA versus NASCAR, and we've got interest from others. Something really interesting to me is Mark Lamoureux has a race car. Of course, he's been working with others like Dean Cornelius out there, but he has his own car, and he knows about the event.
I think he was the last CWRA champion at La Crosse.
Being there as well, and he won the championship, the CWRA championship, back in 1991. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a cool deal, you know. It'd be great, you know, if he gets things all in order and he comes out. He wants to.
Now, I got one more quick question before we got to let you go. I wish we had more time on this segment. Looking at the CWRA points being led by Jeff Weinfurter, I know the King, Mark McAsee, is probably going to be here. Hopefully, Harley Jankowski, after that record slinger, can get things put back together. You've got 8 rookies this year. 47 total drivers have raced with you this year. Is this a regular points night as well, or is it just for the honor with the Weirs family?
No, absolutely. This is a points night. This is a Stars to Legends Tour points night.
Man, that's going to be loaded.
And so we'll have all the followers of the tour itself, and the guys will all be there.
You have a really special race going on tonight at Marshfield Super Speedway or Motor Speedway. Talk about what's going on up there for the fans that may want to attend that.
John Brevik Classic is what's held there. And that's like you say, Saturday night and tonight. And he was a racer for a long time, followed CWRA, for the most part raced with CWRA. And of course the promoter at that racetrack is Wayne Brevik, his son. And, yeah, this is going to be a special night, racing, honoring him as well.
For a longtime fan and driver of racing, there is one thing that caught my eye about this race tonight, and that's the date.
Isn't that interesting?
7-11. 7-11, baby.
Yeah, that is. I guess it's ironic.
That is karma
Maybe there's a little bit of fate involved with that. Absolutely. His car number, 7-11.
There you go.
You're doing some of the numerology. Yeah.
I know. That should mean a lot of really good things, I think.
So I'm hoping for big things for you guys tonight and this Wednesday. So good luck with that.
Well, I appreciate that. I think we're going to do just fine. It'll be fun.
CWRA, Cedar Creek Rustic Villages, presented by Bentley Trucking. Stars of Legends Tour, Larry's Weirs Tribute Race, coming to La Crosse on Wednesday night, July 15th. The race is presented by Weirs Machine and Racing Products and some other fine sponsors. Bonus pay will be courtesy of Ultra Force Machine by Weirs. 230 lappers, and when you talk about the stars, man, I tell you what, they're going to be coming from all over the place. Dale, I wish we had more time to talk to you more. We'll definitely get up with you at the La Crosse Speedway.
Okay, that'll be great. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Alrighty, Dale Danielski, folks, with the CWRA. Hey, if you need more information, check out their Facebook page. Coming up next, Paul Riker takes center stage in the Midwest Race Report.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's 608 Graphics Night, and all students, $5 admission. You'll see the late models, UMA Asphalt Modified, Bandits, Legends, and Bandoleros for a full slate of racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30 with racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16, or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on dellsraceway park.com. 608 Graphics Night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back again, race fans, to Midwest Race Report, the voice, Doc and Penguin, here on 101.3 AM 1460 Bog Country. Hope you have a good time listening in online at bogcountry.com. We've got that thing called the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
We hear from different people from across the country that every single race weekend, and we greatly appreciate your support. And we're not here doing this unless we've got some great advertising partners as
we
well.
We have
Billy.
A lot of great advertising partners. Big Boar Barbecue just out up the road here in West Salem, voted number one again in La Crosse County. TACU Credit Union, big sponsors of the six shooters up in Toma at Toma Sparta Speedway. J&L Collectibles. NorthStarCustoms.com and FansArena.com. All these people take really good care of us here. Love those people. Midwest Race Connection, the Midwest number one racing newspaper. Dell's Raceway Park. Next segment, we're going to get you all set up for what's going on there tonight. And, of course, all for Mrs. Diker. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! Thank
Paul
you.
Paul Schaefer Jr., Eddie Hoffman. Jacob Gady, Canadian champ. I like this guy's name. Caden Lepsevich.
Yep.
Jeff Storm, Dan Frederickson, Andrew Morrissey, Justin Mondyke, Rich Pickle Jr., Casey Johnson, and more.
Sounds like Oktoberfest, but what is this?
The first Midwest ARCA Midwest Tour race of the year is tonight at Grundy County.
Wow,
and I tell you what,
there's a lot of good
Paul,
racing going all over the
this
place.
This thing is star-studded.
Oh, yes, it is. I think Caden ran second in the Benthausen Classic at Grundy last year.
He did. He did. Yeah, that's going to be a big one going on tonight. Ryan Farrell's going to be there. Dalton Zier's going to be there. I mean, Jacob Gady again is going to be there. Jonathan Island's going to be there. That means I'll be watching his Galler Hauler go past my hotel because that thing is enormous.
That thing is huge.
That'll be just one of the many highlights Paul will have next week. But what about this week, Bill?
This week, of course, he scours the interwebs. He looks for them high, low. North, south, east, west. He gets a few across the border, as we just talked about. It is now time to find out who the winners are on the Reichert Race Rewind.
We'll check out the holiday weekend of racing at Gondick Law Speedway in Superior. They have their mid-season special, the Great Lakes Border Battle. Normally a two-night show, this year a three-night show.
Whoa.
With the Wasota Late Miles headlining every night. Johnny Broking won Thursday night. Here at La Crosse, the Star Spangled Spectacular, twin features for the NASCAR Late Miles. Steve Bachman,
finally,
first win. Jacob Gady won the nightcap. Night one of the River City Rumble at Mississippi Thunder. Wasota Late Model veteran John Canta won the Dirt Canes race on Thursday. Jake Tim, the USRA Modified feature. Mark Hansen won the Wasota Modified feature at Rice Lake. Up at State Park Speedway, the Super Late Model feature was won by the King.
Mark Mackesy.
Kakana, Alex Stumpf won the Super Late Model feature, and Blazin' Brazen Bennett won the Late Model feature. World of Outlaws Sprint Cars and Late Models had a special three-night doubleheader up at Cedar Lake.
Holy cow.
Yes, big show. Darren Pittman won the sprint car race. Kay Dillard won the late model race after Ricky Weiss got DQ'd.
Oh, no, what'd he do wrong?
Not sure.
Yeah, entered the tech shed. That was yeah, his first problem.
Friday, day two of the Great Lakes Border Battle at Superior. Darrell Nelson won the Wasota Modified feature. Special Friday holiday show at Jefferson. Sean, the man of Shield, won the late model feature.
Oh, nice.
Yes. 410 sprints at Knoxville. Brian Brown won. He also won the 360 sprint feature.
Dude was busy.
Night two of the River City Rumble up at Fountain City. Dustin Sorensen won the King's Light Model Tour race. Lucas Schott, the USRA modified feature. First time I get to say this all year, at the Norway Speedway up in Dyupi.
Yeah.
They opened their season with the 38th annual State Line Challenge. Justin Mondyke held off Dalton Sear to score the victory.
Oh, that had to be a hell of a race.
Oh, yes. Darren Salo won his second modified feature at Thomas Sparta. All-Star Circuit of Champions kicked off their Ohio Sprint Week at Attica Friday. Cap Henry won the race.
You haven't mentioned his name all year.
He's probably a regular at Attica, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. ARCA at Lucas Oil Raceway in suburban Indianapolis. RP for you, purists. Chandler Smith, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series down at Zanesville, Ohio. Tyler Erb scored the victory. Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at West Burlington, Iowa. Bobby Pierce, the winner. Pass North Tour up in New Hampshire. Nick Sweet scored the victory. Night two for the World of Outlaw Late Models and Sprint Cars at Cedar Lake. Ashton Winger won his first ever late model race. Brad Sweet won the sprint car feature. Saturday at 1:41, Dave Zietler won the IMCA modified feature. Brandon Davis took the USRA modified feature at Deer Creek. Grundy had the special 4th of July show. Fast Eddie Hoffman won the super late model
attaboy
feature.
Eddie.
Night two at Knoxville. 410 sprint feature went to Justin Henderson. His first win since the final race of 2015.
Holy cow.
Yeah. All-Star Circuit of Champions, night one at Fremont, Ohio. Buddy Colfold, the winner. Chase McDermott won the Badger Midget feature at Beaver Dam. Big 8 late models finally got their season started at Rockford, the Star-Spangled 76.
You see
Rockford,
who won it?
Yeah, Max Kaler.
Nice.
The Rockford regular.
Now, he's doing his Reichert race rewind. Why would you ask him, do you see who won that, when he was just about to tell us? Oh, my goodness.
ARCA
gracious.
CRA Super
Keep
Series.
Keep going, Paul.
And the
Turn his
Cars
mic off.
Tour Super Late Models, both at Jennerstown, Pennsylvania, ran a combined show. Bubba scored the victory. CRA Jets All-Star Tour also at Jennerstown. Cody Coughlin, the winner. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series ran at Daytona Saturday night. Harry Ticknell and Jonathan Bomarito, the winners. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Portsmouth, Ohio. Another win for Jimmy Owens.
Nice.
He's been run out this season. Peyton Looney won the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Model Series out at Farley, Iowa. NASCAR running the Modified Tour also at North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Justin Bonsignor, the winner. Tundra finally got their season kicked off in the Dells. Dalton Zier got by Mike Lutchfeld with 5 laps to go to claim the victory. Upper Midwest Vintage also there. Jim Kalstedt, the winner. Chris Weber in the Sportsman. And 6 cylinders. Sweep for
Jake Schommers.
Yeah.
First time at that track.
Yeah.
Too.
USAC Sprints at Lincoln Park Speedway in Putnamville, Indiana. Brady Bacon, the winner. And final night of the World of Outlaw Late Models and Sprint Cars at Cedar Lake. Brandon Shepard won the late models. And another one for Brad Sweet in the Sprint Cars. Sunday at Dubuque, Eric Pollard, his second straight IMCA late model feature. Matt Genson took the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions night two at Fremont, Ohio. Aaron Rutzel, the winner. Big 8 late models ran at Slinger Sunday night. Jacob Nonestad, last year's track champ, the victor.
Also your quick time qualifier.
Yes. Bailey Balog won the IRA sprint feature at 1:41 Speedway. And the Lucas Oil Midwest late model series was at the Bull Ring at the RICO Fairgrounds, that's short for Rock Island County in Illinois.
Nice.
Second straight win for Peyton Looney. And that wraps up for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
You know what a glaring omission has been for the last 2 weeks? Kyle Larson must be on a dry spell right now.
Probably.
Hey, when we come back, we got one more segment to go. We'll get you all set up. What's going on in the Midwest here as far as what's racing tonight. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from 3 different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day.
Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's the white flag just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time to the Midwest Race Report. It's Dan, Doc, and Paul getting you ready for the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight here in the Midwest Race Report. Quarter Mile Mania. Straight stocks, Hornets, Vans, Juniors, meaning the High School Association is going to be there. Contact drags, and, well, that pretty much means it's not like your typical street drags on a Friday night. And a demolition derby right there in the front straightaway. This is going to be a fantastic smashing up night starting at 7:30.
Dell's Raceway Park tonight, late models, modifieds, bandits, legends, and bandoleros. Green flag drops at 6 p.m. If you're up at Marshfield, check out the Brevik Memorial at Marshfield Speedway. And if you're down in Illinois, check out the opener for the ARCA Midwest Tour at Grundy.
I like that. You've got the United States champion against the Canadian champion. When was the last time you could think, Paul, that a race was set up with both of those champs?
I can't think of it offhand.
Stars.
Yeah.
Stars. And then next Wednesday, folks, CWRA 30+. You heard Dale Danielski talking about it at the Lacrosse Speedway, 230-lap features and a lot more racing going on that night as well. Got to thank Derek Krause for joining us, Dale Danielski. Paul Riker with that Rakert Reese rewind, and maybe next week, maybe when I throw a trivia question Paul's way, he's not going to just
Jesse Von Rudin and his Ric Flair shirt.
Got to love that. Give me a woo, Jesse. Woo. There it is. That's going to do it for the program. Time to head to the racetrack. Support your local racetracks. This has been the Midwest Race Report on 101.3 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.